The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
What the heck is that? Alvin, that's not acceptable. I think you need to be in touch with Todd and tell him a big part of being an announcer is announcing.
Yeah. Hey, get me Todd Wilkerson on the phone.
But, I mean, that's just unbelievable. Okay. Leave it to Todd. Yeah. Leave it to Todd to say, like, oh, I can't do it.
Oh, I can't
do it. All right, today's Monday, President's Day.
President's Day.
Now, some people know that I am currently in Israel.
Yes.
So I may be pre-recording this. I may not be in Israel the second I'm talking right now. But I'm in Israel. As you hear this, trust me, folks, I'm in Israel, which is insane. It's President's Day in the United States of America, and there's a lot to talk about. First of all, today, Mondays on this program is usually Miracle Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
So in hour one, that's in a few minutes, we have a guy that I have met. His name is Nick Vujicic. I think that's how you say his name. He is famous for what? For having been born with no arms and no legs.
Mm-hmm.
He is a marvel. When you meet him, you just cannot believe this guy. He's full of life, full of joy, full of faith, amazing. He has written I don't know how many books. He travels the world. He's married. He's got four kids. Like, the dude is stunning. So he's going to be on in a couple of minutes talking about his new book and whatever, telling his story. Just amazing. And similarly, I thought we haven't done this. We talked about running, doing some re-airs, like maybe once a week, maybe on Thursdays or something. Today's not a Thursday. But I think every now and again, we have an interview that's so special that it kind of bothers me that some people haven't heard it. Probably most people listening right now have never heard this. A lot of people know Johnny Erickson Tada. She was paralyzed at age 17 in a diving accident. It's in my Miracles book. A lot of people listening know my Miracles book. I write about all kinds of stuff, including a bunch of miracles that happen to friends I know, and I've gotten to know her as a friend. But Johnny Erickson Tada is another one of these people. You can't believe how amazing and wonderful she is. So when I spoke to her, I may have spoken to her a couple of times, but the one that I want to air in the next hour is the one where we played a lot of Beatles music.
Mm.
I'm not going to tell you why.
Okay, it's from January 1st, 2016.
I think that's the one. Yeah. But make sure it's the one where we played some Beatles music. But it was just so moving, so powerful that I said I've got to re-air it. There's a couple of others that pop into my mind. My friend April Hernandez. I think that one is on the website. And then there's our friend Brian Head Welsh. There's just a few that stick out, these kind of conversion stories that are so stunning.
Mm-hmm.
They're life-changing. So today, Johnny Erickson Tada for Miracle Monday.
Right.
What else?
Hillsdale.
What about Hillsdale?
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's not ringing any bells. What is Hillsdale?
I think it's a college. It's a good one.
Oh, Hillsdale College.
Yes, the college.
Hillsdale, you didn't say that. Hillsdale College.
Oh.
You know that they gave me an honorary doctorate?
They must be good then.
I was working on that honorary doctorate for the better part of five decades.
Wow.
And finally, I earned it when I went to Hillsdale. I gave their commencement address a few years ago. By the way, a lot of people might not know about Hillsdale. One of the greatest colleges in America. Seriously, one of the greatest colleges in America. They're a sponsor of this program. So if you get Metaxas Super, which is commercial free, if you get the podcast without commercials, that doesn't apply to Hillsdale because they're a big sponsor of the program. So I'm going to mention them more often than not. But they're such an amazing place. They have a code. Actually, Alvin, would you read the honor code?
It will be my honor.
In a melodious voice. Go ahead.
Okay. A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. Through education, the student rises to self-government.
I mean, I visited West Point also, and they have a code there. And I thought to myself, you used to have this kind of thing where people understood that character. I mean, this is big in my If You Can Keep It book. How if you don't put an emphasis on character, on you know, loving your country, on caring about truth, on being honest, on honor, on the concept, this hoary old idea of honor. If you don't think about those things, you cannot be very much in this world. You have to think about those things. So Hillsdale takes that really seriously. They have an honor code. I want to commend Hillsdale to my listeners. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. MetaxasForHillsdale.com.
Great.
Okay, what else do we have to
do? What else do we have to do? This is Monday, so again, Miracle Mondays, two back-to-back miracle stories, or people that have miracle
stories.
Well,
Nick Vujicic and Johnny Erickson Tata doesn't get better than those two. They're mind-blowing human beings.
Yes.
So if you want to be inspired, maybe you're feeling a little down, today's the day, folks. Today's the day. Let's see. Oh.
You are going to be trying to give us reports from Israel.
Yes. I'm in Israel right now, but I do not know if I'm going to be able to do live reports from Israel with the Comrex box.
Right.
So the fact of the matter is that tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, I may do it. We'll give it a shot. But it's a little crazy. I've never been to Israel before. I'm excited. I'm supposed to meet Netanyahu.
Right.
Did I mention that?
You did mention that, which is going to be an interesting story.
I wanted to meet Golda Meir, but they say she's passed.
She has? Wait a minute. Yeah. How'd that happen? Why weren't we told?
I don't know.
Okay.
But we don't want to forget, Albin, to mention Metaxas Super.
Super.
Why don't you mention it? Since
okay, Metaxas Super. You can go there now. You can look at the website. It's a great website. We have we have commercial-free podcasts. Okay, now on the regular site, you're going to listen to commercials. They're great. We love our advertisers. No question about it. But for $2.99 till March 1st, folks, $2.99, you get Metaxas Super. And you get some videos of the video, the guests that are in the studio, and some of them who are not. You can see them on video. You can see Eric. You can see the guests. Wonderful stuff. And we're going to get into some sketches, like Man on the Street type of things. We're going to get some games. We're working on it.
Well, and we're talking about building a new studio.
That's right.
That's going to be – we're going to kick it up a notch.
It's going to blow minds.
Like Emeril Lagasse. We're going to kick it up a notch.
We're going to kick it.
Put some butter on
upward.
There. Bam.
Yeah.
We're gonna kick it up a notch.
It's going to be great. Now, March 1st.
It's going to freak people out.
March 1st, talking about up, the charge for your Metaxas Super will be $5.99. So it doubles.
A month.
Right. Right now it's one dime. It's going to be two dimes a day.
Yeah. It's a little bit less than a dime. But
a little less.
Enough.
Okay. But well, let's, you know, we'll round up here.
Got an email from a guy angry that we have commercials now on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he realizes that if you don't want to listen to commercials, you just pay a dime a day and it's and there's no commercials.
Right.
But I don't think he realized that. He was just upset. I guess you can't please everybody because we were going to charge, first we weren't even going to offer it at all with commercials. It was just going to be the radio program with commercials and the podcast was going to only be available with no commercials. But then we said, no. Some people listen on podcasts. We'll offer it free. We'll leave the commercials in. And if you want to get rid of the commercials, you pay a dime a day, right?
Yes.
But some people, either they don't understand that or they're angry. I want to apologize if there's been any misunderstanding. But we're doing everything we can to keep the program free for those that don't feel like, you know, spending the $2.99 or the $5.99 a month. Now, if you do spend that, not only do you get commercial-free podcasts, you also get almost all of our programs are going to be videotaped. We're doing most of them already. So you can watch us do the program on video on Metaxas Super. And we're going to have extra videos.
Right.
We've already done a couple, which are so dumb. Albin?
Yes, I know.
They may be the dumbest thing we've ever put on.
It could be.
I mean, people can email us. And we love getting emails from people. Folks,
yes.
When you email us stories or whatever, please email us. We love it. I love it. It's hilarious.
Yes, and we are going to be sharing more fan mail and other mail from our email bag.
Right.
In the weeks ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So in a few minutes, Nick Vujicic. In an hour, Johnny Erickson Tata. And right now, a little music. Albin, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
For a chance to meet, I was waiting for the operator on You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership. All from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep, only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible. Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
There, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Have I got a guest for you? Nick Vujicic, I think I got it right. Nick Vujicic, we have met before. He's an extraordinary, extraordinary person, basically an Australian evangelist and motivational speaker. He was born with something called phocomelia, a rare disorder characterized by the absence of legs and arms. If you have met him, you wouldn't forget it. I have met him. Nick, thank you for being my guest on this program. Just a joy to have you.
Eric, an honor to be back on the air with you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I can't remember, you know, I interviewed you at Huntley Street, so we have met, but I looked at the cover of your book and I thought, like, is this the new book? And then I realized you have written so many books, I can't even keep track. I mean, your first book, I guess the big one, is Life Without Limits. And obviously, if you don't have arms or legs, to say you can have life without limits is an extraordinary statement. And then there's other books that you've written where you're basically on a surfboard. I mean, you're a pretty amazing person. I'm sure you're used to hearing that. But I just look forward to talking to you really about anything. So what are we going to talk about today? Your new book is called Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All His Children.
Well, first of all, it's just a privilege to be able to share my story on how Jesus has changed my life from the inside out. And all the other books that you talked about, Life Without Limits is for basically anybody who doesn't believe in a loving God to hear that story. The one with the surfboard, Unstoppable, is for any Christian who needs some encouragement and to know that sometimes, even though you're a Christian, you sometimes go through depression and tragedy and those kinds of things. And then we did a book about bullying for teenagers. This book, and also a relationship book with me and my wife. I have to say that today's our anniversary, actually. You're the only interview we're doing today. But
wow.
The bottom line is, Be the Hands and Feet is to really try and lovingly challenge the church to be the hands and feet of God like never before, and even do an analysis of our members of our churches that come to church on Sunday and are called by God to be evangelists, to be able to be equipped and sent with a boat and nets under the church,
right,
through the church. It's all Jesus.
Well,
to actually share our faith in what we believe and how God has changed our life, because we all have a story.
Now, before we get to that, I just want to say I'm sure there are tons of people listening to this program. Maybe they're not Christians or they're not familiar with you and your story. Your story alone is so amazing. I mean, to have no hands and no feet and to yet be tremendously positive, full of life and hope the way you are. You can't fake it. I mean, you can't fake these things. Tell us a little bit about your story before we leap into the subject that you just mentioned.
Well, positivity shouldn't be a coping mechanism. If positivity is your coping mechanism, then you haven't found hope. Positivity is a fruit after you found hope. And no matter what you have, what you don't have, we know that the brokenness of the heart and the soul is really what needs healing. For me, when I was in school, everyone had arms and legs but me. No medical reason why. I never thought I'd, you know, be happy, have a purpose-filled and fulfilling life. I never knew that God would allow me to have the blessings of having a beautiful wife, 6 years married today, four beautiful children, all under the age of five. We are so, so blessed. And I never thought, especially, that God could ever use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet. Because of the bullying at school, I attempted suicide at age 10, came out of depression by around age 12 or 13, gave my life to Jesus at 15 when people asked Jesus, why was he born that way, the blind man in John 9. And Jesus said it was done so that the works of God would be revealed through him. And I realized I've been waiting on God to tell me his plan before I start trusting him, but he didn't tell the blind man his plan. And the blind man could have stopped Jesus giving him a facial as he put mud on his face and washed it away, but he didn't flinch. He had to trust, and he had to have faith. And our lifelong journey here is not to just receive and know God, but it's also to be still and know him and find more about his love for us along the way. Sometimes God heals us, sometimes God does not. And we just want everyone to know, though, from our family to each and every family listening, that God loves you. Sometimes he doesn't make sense, but he's faithful, and he causes all things to come together for the good for those who love him, who've been called according to his purposes.
And amen. I'm glad you shared a little bit of that. You know, it is amazing, Nick, when you talk about being bullied at age 9 and 10, it seems incomprehensible that human beings, that we are so wicked that we're capable of bullying someone who has no arms and legs, who's a child at that time. Does it still amaze you that that happened to you?
No, absolutely not. You know, when Governor Pence, now Vice President, opened up the door for me to speak in front of 270 schools at a time, and Governor Gary Herbert in Utah, hundreds of classrooms, and Los Angeles USD, Mike Antonovich, when we go into, and Southern Florida, we've actually now reached, by the grace of God, Eric, about 3 to 4 million kids with the message to basically say, hey, look, you have no idea what anyone at your school is going through. And I do an anonymous survey. I get them to bow their heads, put their hands up in the air, and so no one's looking. And if their answer to any of my questions is a yes, they simply put their hand in a fist. That way I only know their answer. There actually, sadly, is about 5 to 7% of all teenagers out of the 290 schools I've done an anonymous survey of. 5 to 6% of all teenagers in America have already attempted suicide at least once. 40% of the attempted suicides was going back to a broken home, and 40% because of bullying at school. Now, when a speaker says, hey, there is a pretty good chance 1.5% of all schools in America, students, have actually attempted suicide because of bullying at my school, I don't ever want to be part of gossip or bullying ever again. We all want to make a difference in this on this world, on this planet and in this world, but what's stopping us from actually saving lives now? And basically, I get a little bit more stronger against the Christians in the Christian schools in this book, Be the Hands and Feet, because we should be the first place where actually bullying stops in our Christian schools. Yeah. To actually show the world what love is.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the original way we connected more recently is on the issue of abortion in Ecuador. Share about that if you would. I mean, that's in the book. The story's in the book.
It is. And look, when we were doing a world tour, I've now met 17 presidents, and I actually don't want to announce who I'm actually meeting on Saturday until it actually happens. But I have met 17 presidents around the world, and one of them was the president of Ecuador, and it was only a two-minute meeting. And unfortunately, as they were doing the ceremonial changing of the flag, there were protesters there. Unfortunately, Ecuador is a country that has suffered a lot of women. A lot of women have suffered from rape, become pregnant through the rape. And so the discussion was abortion, and can we open up different areas and scenarios where children can be aborted legally, including if they have any disabilities. And so 9 days after I was able to meet with the Ecuadorian president, hey, it's got nothing to do with me, right, Eric? It's all about Jesus, 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 Jesus. He puts us in the right path of people at the right time for his sake, not our sake, and not our words, his words. But basically, the Ecuadorian president said, for as long as I am president, since meeting Nick Vujicic, we need a lot more people like him in our country, and there will be no such changes of opening up abortion scenarios for anyone with disabilities. And if anyone on my party ever talks to me about it, I will fire them straight away. Wow. So that's just such a beautiful way. And Eric, recently, the education system in Ukraine opened up now special needs children to be able to go to school, and governments are now asking us, can you please help prepare our country for such a time as this? And so I'm in awe, I'm humbled, and it's not about anything of Nick's strength again. It's only about saying, God, here I am, because if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then God can use any willing heart. And I'm not saying that we don't have brokenness, right? But if anyone ever waited to actually not feel broken before they served the Lord with all their heart, then actually who'd be serving the Lord today? So it's not about what God can give you before you can actually do something for his children. It's about, you know what? Stop asking God to do something and listen to what he wants you to do.
We're going
to
go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Nick Vujicic, Did I say that even close? No. Vujicic. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
It was Jesus who first called his followers a city upon a hill, a light for all to see. Since then, John Winthrop, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, and Ronald Reagan have echoed those words for those who call America home. Join author and SRN radio host Eric Metaxas as he lifts up this message and headlines the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series, Friday, April 6th in Lancaster, PA. This special event, sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy, reminds Americans of their unique heritage of liberty that is founded on biblical principles. Remember America brings to life the important ideas Eric captures in his book, If You Can Keep It. The Remember America Speaker Series with Eric Metaxas is Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Lancaster County Convention Center. Tickets and sponsorships are available by calling 717-344-5584 or go to dayspringchristian.com. dayspringchristian.com.
Young woman now, it's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some guy for his hand now, you keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me you better shop around.
Hey folks, it's here with Taxes Show. And I disagree with Tony Tennille. You shouldn't shop around. That's just foolishness. But we don't have time to get into that. I am talking right now to Nick Vujicic. Nick, I know I pronounced Nick right. Did I?
Yes.
Did I get Vujicic close?
Yeah, you got it real close.
How do you say it?
Vujicic.
Vujicic. Well, that's not the way it's spelled on the little thing I have here. It says Cheech. Chich.
Well, you probably read it perfectly, and I'm so sorry you got the wrong. Wait, you know what? There's a whole story behind it, but just, you know what? I don't even care. Just Nick V is good, but you got Vujicic. You got
Vujicic.
It. Vujicic. You got
Vujicic.
It.
Vujicic. Vujicic, it's Serbian.
That's correct.
Vujicic. What's a Serbian guy doing in Australia? Has your family? How far back can you trace your family in Australia? Are you recently from Serbia?
Okay, so my dad was 15 when he left Yugoslavia. My mum was 6 when she left from Yugoslavia. They met in Melbourne, Australia. I was born and raised in Australia, and then at age 23 moved to California.
Now I got the story. And now you're still obviously in California.
And still have my last name, correct.
And you still have the name Vujicic. Vujicic. I think I got problems with Metaxas. Vujicic, you got to spell that on the phone. No, it's V U. I can imagine. All right. Well, you sir, on the cover of every one of your books there's a picture of you, so people can see that you have no arms and no legs. And you know, it's a cliche, but you're a huge inspiration to so many people. And as you were saying, it's not about you. But the thing is, when we're talking about abortion, I do think that the fact that people like you and my friend Johnny Erickson Tada are willing to be out there and say, hey, if I have what you see as a disability, but I want to live my life and I have had this incredibly substantive life inspiring so many people to act as though disability is a reason to abort a child in the womb, that's just not going to fly. And I think that by getting your story out there over and over and over again, you make average people realize, like, I must be missing something if I think that having a disability makes somebody, you know, not worthy of living. But of course, if you don't tell your story, that's kind of where people naturally go. It's our fallen, it's our sin nature to kind of think in that way.
Look, with over a billion people knowing my story through the internet, by the grace of God, we've even now met young couples that were told by their doctor to not have their child because that child is missing two limbs. And then their family and friends show them our videos. And we've actually now met 30 different couples. Not all of them were told by the doctors to abort, but mate, when you can save a God-given life. Look, the bottom line is this. Eric, it's not time yet for me to talk about pro-life. I don't really want to talk too much about pro-life until you hear Nick Vujicic ask the church to actually go take care of the kids that have a foster home need. If 100,000 churches in America decided in the next 24 hours to take three foster kids home. My caregiver's taken actually 24 kids through his home in the last 3 years. Foster adopted now on the process of the third one. Got five boys right now. You know, I don't want to be the Christian speaker that speaks about pro-life until we're actually good stewards with the souls that are living that may not go to heaven. Just because someone skips an abortion doesn't mean that soul's going to heaven. And it's not now becoming scientific about this, but it's all about, hey, who are we? Where are we? And if we actually did an anonymous survey of every youth group, Eric, of every youth group in church and actually took an anonymous survey, are you sexually active? Have you had an abortion? Do you know what that means if they say yes? They actually need counseling for post-abortion stress disorders.
Of course.
It's real. And so what I'm trying to say is 100%. Johnny Erickson is one of my greatest heroes ever, and my parents, actually. Billy Graham and Johnny Erickson. But where are we? That's what it's all about, being the hands and feet of God.
Okay, that's the title of this book. That's the title of the book. The new book is Be the Hands and Feet. And so talk a little bit more about that. We just got a couple seconds in this segment, and we got two segments after that. But talk about that. You're trying to get people who claim to be Christians to live out their faith with joy.
You know, look, there's four segments to our existence. You've got the soul, you've got the spirit, you've got the mind, and then you've got the body. So much emphasis is on the body. And I am all for having a million people trying to gather in Washington, D.C. to actually pray for revival and pray for our country. But how cool also would it be if we had a million people who actually went out and did street evangelism to 20 people in a day, and we reached out to 20 million people and actually were able to be taught by the church? How do you talk to somebody who's been hurt by the church? What is the knowledge and the backing in why you believe what you believe? Can the average American share who they were before Christ and who they were after Jesus came into their life? Not every pastor is called to be an evangelist, but there are many churches out, and I'm an evangelist, and I say how quick the church doubles in membership has nothing to do with how the worship is or really always the teaching. It's actually about how many lost souls are going to come through the door, or where are the fishermen? There are so many.
Okay, hang on. I just realized we're going to a hard break. Folks, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Love you.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Have I told you about Relief Factor recently?
Please do.
May I? Because yes. I take Relief Factor every day. If you've got aches and pains and you don't want to, first of all, I think a lot of people have this attitude like, well, that's just life. I've got to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, right.
I don't agree with that. I think you should try what you can. Okay. Relief Factor is one of those things that the reason I recommend it to all my friends is that it's non-toxic. It's not like taking Advil or some weird medicine or something. You can take it all day long. This is nothing dangerous, but it works for a lot of people where nothing else has worked. So that's why I say go to relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.95. You'll know in less than 3 weeks when you take, I would take two or three packets a day for that time and see how you feel. If you feel improvement, you stick with it. Anyway, look, Jim from Texas writes, he says, I was skeptical, but my wife talked me into trying it. After 2 months of taking Relief Factor, I hardly notice any pain. I'm so glad I found it. Relief Factor works. ReliefFactor.com. Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas, and you know I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Nick Vujicic. Vujicic. Nick Vujicic. Nick, welcome to the program. The last segment, we lost track of the time, and I had to cut you off there. I'm so sorry about that. We're talking about your new book, Be the Hands and Feet, Living Out God's Love for All His Children. Well, don't you think that most people today have been cowed into shutting up about their faith? I meet so many people that they're almost ashamed of their faith, as though, you know, they just don't feel comfortable talking about it.
PK, Eric,
repeat that again, just because the first part of it was cut off. Say it again.
Got it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. My hands got in the way of the signal. I'm a PK, so I know that the last thing anybody wants to tell a pastor is you need to do more. But the last thing we want to hear from God is that, hey, you never identified the two evangelists in your church that I sent in your church for the growth of the church. And yes, sometimes we shy away from sharing our faith, but I actually really believe the big problem is we've
we've lost the sight that there is the power of the Holy Spirit in the original gospel, and we sugarcoat it, and we hook it in with things that has to do with money or miracles and signs and wonders. Listen, I'm for a tithing church. I'm all for signs and miracles and wonders. I have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case God gives me arms and legs. But cancer or not cancer, arms and legs or no arms and legs, I will stand in front of the gates of hell and redirect traffic and be the ambassador that God wants me to be, to share light and truth. And all I'm trying to say in this book is, hey, take some time out. And first of all, yes, let's reach for the lost and see souls saved. Second, let's see that the Holy Spirit fills them and transforms them, and they don't want to sin anymore, and starts that relationship with Jesus. But as far as the mind, that's the renewing of your mind. That's where your daily walk with Him through counseling, and not just someone praying over you and giving you a verse because you're a foster kid, or giving you a verse because you're a veteran, or giving you a verse because you were sexually abused, or just praying for you once, or just putting you in a cell group either. Eric, I really feel that one of the biggest disabilities is the average smaller church doesn't know how to counsel with the needs of all in the church, and we are focusing on the gospel that's been added or something's been subtracted, and going back to taking care of the sheep for real, one-on-one. I can hide anything I want in my underpants in an 8-person cell group, but if someone actually sits me down and says, hey, tell me, so you just gave your life to Jesus. Tell me about, oh, really? That happened to you? Well, let's go through that counseling process. And so all I'm trying to say is we got to look after our own flock, but then equip those people that have been called to be evangelists, and not just sit on the shore as the pastor preaches from the boat, but give these evangelists a boat and a net, because the fish ain't coming till the fishermen are sent.
Well, it's interesting because I think that this is part of the, you know, this false idea that I'm a member of a church. It's like, no, you're the church. If you believe in Jesus, you are now deputized to be the church, to do the work that God has given you to do in your own life. And if we, as the church, would do that, the church would grow and grow and grow and grow, because the hunger is huge. We've been persuaded by the secular media that people don't want to hear this. It's offensive. On the contrary, if people are starving, they want food. And what we have is food. But we're not really training the church to be the church and to say, this is your job. It's not the pastor's job. This is your, it's your job. The pastor's there to equip you to do the job.
That's it. That's it. And like never before, though, if we could put the fivefold ministry back in the church, apostles, teachers, and evangelists as three of the five, I really feel that's when we're going to see growth back into the church. Luke 14, the master sends the servant out. Go make my house full. The meal is ready. Sir, they didn't want to come back. Well, then go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. He does it, and then the master says, it's not full yet, go again. That is the heart of God. Bring them in. And when I see God face to face, yeah, we want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. But illustratively, now don't handcuff me if you don't like my doctrine here, Eric, but just an illustration, what if God now looks over my shoulder and says, who else did you bring? And that's the bottom line. You only take your soul with you, and there's only one type of jewel that goes into your crown, according to scriptures. It's the jewels that we're going to lay down the crowns in front of the feet of Jesus. But the jewels come when you have been actively on the front line planting seeds of love, taking time out of your busy schedule, and not going out to people and say, can you pray for me because I don't know what God wants me to do? Well, go to the hospitals. Go to the homeless. Get a foster kid. Get 2 foster kids. You can't do that? Then start cooking meals for a foster family to help them out, to get maybe 3 or 4. So that's kind of the angle on that.
Well, I love that. And I think that, you know, this is not about shaming people into action.
No.
But it's just saying, if you want to know why you're on the planet, this is why. This is why.
Amen.
And you don't need to pray about it. You can just say that. The gospel is very clear. The scripture is clear that we are the hands and feet of God. So again, for you to say be the hands and feet, although you literally don't have hands and feet, the message is so powerful, Nick. This is the whole point of our existence, that while we're on this earth, We've got a job to do, and it's a joy. It should be a joy because it's literally why we're here, and we feel the Lord's pleasure when we're doing what he does. I mean, that's basically it.
Amen. Couldn't sum it up better than that.
Well, I just I'm so glad to have you on the program. We've just got another segment, a 4-minute segment coming up after the break. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I need to tell you to go to MetaxasTalk.com to sign up for Metaxas Super if you haven't done that yet. MetaxasSuper.com, or, well, you can just go to MetaxasTalk.com and check it out. We have videos. We have commercial-free podcasts. Wouldn't you like to have commercial-free podcasts? Well, there you go. We're going to be right back with Nick Vujicic. Stick around.
And I've become a lonely runner. And when I rest, I hurt and I wonder if I'll ever see you again. Echo Valley 26809. I used to call
it. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs and the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking to Nick Vujicic. Vujicic? Nick, welcome back. We just got a few minutes. The title of your book is Be the Hands and Feet. And I want to say, you know, we started out a little while ago talking about the issue of life in the womb. The reason I talk about it so much, you're an example of this right now. It's not just about your life. It's about you have four kids. Every life has infinite possibilities. I mean, we would know that it has infinite worth, that God says that, but just the idea that every life affects other lives. You have four children. To me, there's something so beautiful about that we really affect so many other people. So even when we're talking about life in the womb, you're never talking about just this one life. You're talking about that life will affect an infinity of other lives, not least spouse, children, grandchildren. So it must be exciting for you to have four kids. Do you ever get any sleep?
I got the easy end of the deal. But let me tell you this. You couldn't have said it any better. That is the closing argument. That is the absolute closing argument for all of that. Because you don't know what my sons and daughters are actually going to be able to accomplish. And that's to reach souls that I will never reach. And the reason why we go out there and not just sit around and sing Kumbaya and let's talk about Calvinism. Well, okay, let's go out there and preach the gospel. And you're right. You don't know the infinite magnitude and legacy that is brought in for the kingdom of God when life is full of God's power and blessing.
Well, you sound like you should be a preacher. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought about being an evangelist? Okay, so you live in Southern California. You do a lot of traveling, it sounds like.
Yes, sir.
Do a lot of traveling.
Much less than I used to.
Right, because you got these four kids.
That's it. And it's fun to slow down, actually. And we're focusing on quality instead of quantity. And lifewithoutlimbs.org is the nonprofit organization that enables me to go around the world and preach gospel to many people around the world. We've been in 68 countries by the grace of God. And face-to-face, 8 million people have heard the gospel and over a million said yes to Jesus. Eric, whoa, we've also been given an 8,000-person tent that's going to go up, God willing, in Southern California, not now as the pilot, but the full-blown thing, where after the outreaches, we actually have discipleship classes in the tent. So the average ministry, if you want to ask him, the average ministry, including ours, when we don't do a creative bridge for the new believers,
right?
3% come back to a church.
Whoa.
You talk to every ministry out there. They won't be able to tell you.
Unbelievable.
More than that.
Well, we're out of time. Nick, forgive me.
Okay.
We're basically out of time. The main thing is that I've learned to pronounce your last name.
You're funny.
I feel like I've accomplished something important. I want to say, first of all, thank you for everything you do, but thank you for the new book. Folks, if you can spell Nick Vujicic, good luck. If you can't, it doesn't matter. You can go to Life Without Limits. Is it .com? Life Without Limits?
Lifewithoutlimbs.org and facebook.com/Nick Vujicic.
Life Without Limbs. Nick, God bless you, my friend. We'll have you back. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.